Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, welcome back to Violating
Community Guidelines
with Sarah and Brittany. Brittany's currently eating, so I was gonna do it. Can you swallow?
Yeah, I'm done. Sorry.
But today we're going to be talking about deepfakes.
Oh, yeah!
Hell yeah. If you don't know what deepfakes are, Brittany, once she's done eating, is going to read about it.
All right, guys. Welcome back to the Violating Community Podcast. So, deepfakes is something that has always interested me online. Because it's this thing of, like, the trap that our parents fall into.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's not online. It's real. Tell me that's not da-da-da.
Yeah.
And it's like, trying to understand the concept of a deepfake or explain it to someone who's, like, 70... You just can't do it.
Yeah.
So we're going to do our best to explain it to you, little dodo birds, listening to this pod. So a deepfake is one of Sarah's favorite words, a portmanteau.
It's not a portmanteau because it's two separate words.
It's pretty close, though.
All right, let me do this again. A portmanteau is a combination of two words, like breakfast and lunch, to make brunch. Deepfakes is a quote-unquote portmanteau of deep learning and fake, but it's deepfakes, which is two words. Now, if I'm wrong, this is going to be humiliating because that is my favorite word. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's I personally don't think it's a portmanteau. It is a combination of two words, though. No one gives a shit.
I think if that's the hill you're going to die on, then die.
Yeah, they're just wrong. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, a deepfake is a portmanteau of deep learning and fake. Mm-hmm. Deepfakes are synthetic media in which a person in an existing image or video is replaced with someone else's likeness. So that would be like if you're taking a video of Sarah, but my face is on her face and it looks like it's actually me.
Yeah.
That's a deepfake. While the act of faking content is not new, deepfakes leverage powerful techniques from machine learning and artificial intelligence to manipulate or generate visual and audio content with a high potential to deceive, aka anyone over the age of 25, I would say.
Yeah. Have you ever seen those like videos where it's like a large skeleton like walking across like Las yes. Vegas? Yes. I love the replies because all the old people are like, is this real? And I'm like... Yeah, dude. Or like the captions, like, what would you do if this happened? It's like a fucking 200 feet tall skeleton. I'd be like, I'd lock my front door. Yeah. I don't know. Probably like die if they stepped on me. I couldn't do shit.
Someone replied and said things would be different if I was yes. there. I would not have let him do that.
This is why America needs guns.
Caucasian James tweeted today and said it was a picture of him in an airplane with the view down. And it looked very much like that video.
Yeah.
He said, no skeleton. I'll keep my eyes peeled. Shut the fuck up, James. So I do want to show an example. This is a very famous example of a Tom Cruise deepfake.
Wait, pause it. for everyone listening at home, this person is not actually Tom Cruise, but they've edited Tom Cruise's face onto this guy.
And he's acting like Tom Cruise.
And Tom Cruise is crazy enough that you're like, okay, this is Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Hey, I know Tom Cruise.
If I know Tom Cruise, this is him.
This is so classic Tom Cruise.
We're going to watch it. It really does look like him, though.
It does. Let me put the sound on, because it sounds like him, too. It's scary.
It really is. But I don't... His body looks too young. He looks like he's on, like, a frat guy's body.
And there's a certain thing where... I don't know if this is just because I've been online for too long, but, like, I can tell the eyes blink a little slower than a normal human eye. The mouth is incredibly accurate because it's Tom Cruise has a very specific mouth.
Uh-huh.
But it's things like that where you can kind of tell around the edges that it's been... It is not his real face. Versus, like, if my 75-year-old Vietnam veteran grandfather sat down, he'd be like, why is Tom Cruise talking like that?
I love his movies.
I love how he's a Scientologist. So cool.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, like, when we talked about AI influencers. Mm-hmm. They, like, there's something slightly off about them, but I feel like any older person, like, over 40 would look at him and be like, look at that little Michaela.
Yeah.
So wholesome. She hasn't aged in fucking 5 years.
Yeah. You're my favorite influencer.
I love you.
So it goes both ways.
Yeah.
You either are in that age crap. I'll start again. You're in that age gap where you know because you're old enough to realize that everything you see online isn't real or you're being deceived in some. Usually when I see something online, it's like, I'm probably being deceived.
Yeah.
Or you're too young to where you're like, I love Tom Cruise.
Yeah. It's kind of funny how, like, your parents are always told you, like, don't believe everything you read online. And then suddenly, like, in the past 5 years, they just believe everything that they read online.
Yeah.
So do I.
Yeah. And I get into cars with strangers.
Yes. Well, Uber, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I love getting into strangers' cars.
I let strangers come into my apartment building and give me food.
Wait, we live together. Oh, wait, they come inside?
Yeah.
They don't leave it at the door?
They leave... I don't let them in the apartment.
Okay, but it... Oh, you mean like in the gate?
I break bread with them.
Yeah.
Yes, I let them to the front door of the apartment building.
You get like two orders so they can eat as well. Yeah,
hey, get two chopsticks.
Yes.
It's you and me.
Dude, I ordered from the Italian place across the street and I didn't realize that it was right across the street.
Such a waste of money.
I watched the Postmates guy walk from across the street to me. It was literally 60 feet and I gave him like $20 and he was like, you know, it's like right there. And I was like, I saw it when you walked in.
Yeah, I just wanted to watch you.
My feet hurt, you know? I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
But deepfakes, yes. The main machine learning methods used to create deepfakes are based on deep learning and involve training generative neural network architectures.
Which, do we know what deep learning is?
I don't know what half of these words mean.
Yeah. Help, help, help!
I imagine deep learning is like distance learning, except you're underground.
Deep learning is when you just like make this face.
Uh-huh.
And it's really philosophical.
Mm-hmm.
Deep learning is a part of a broader family of machine learning methods. So it's like machines teaching themselves things.
Yeah.
Very much AI.
Yeah.
It's based on artificial neural networks with representation learning. It can be supervised, semi-supervised, or unsupervised. So it's that mixed with just trolling people.
Wait a second. Where are you in
this? I just did a fat Google search.
Oh, so you're going off script.
I'm going off script.
I thought you were just like coming up with that idea. Like, oh, I was like, oh my God, Brittany's so smart.
Well, I am smart, but not in that way. Ask me about fan fiction.
Yeah. So deepfake, that's how you're smart. Deepfakes are videos in which the subject is face swap, like we said. The practice was created by Redditor Deepfakes, who launched a dedicated subreddit to share the videos in November of 2017. It started in autumn of 2017. I love autumn.
It's a great word.
Yeah, the word instead of fall. Mm-hmm. When an anonymous Reddit user uploaded several adult videos on the internet under the pseudonym Deepfakes. Among the first were adult videos starring Hollywood actresses like Gal Gadot, Emma Watson, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, and Scarlett Johansson.
Kind of scary.
Yeah, but also, like, I don't see any of these people, like, making a sex tape. So, like, obviously it would be fake. But also it's, like, kind of, well, actually very invasive, you know?
Incredibly invasive. And, again, back to the point of, like, you can't tell people, like, this isn't me. It's, like, clearly your face.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually so scary. I'm freaking myself out.
I feel like this is why I would want to get, like, very unique tattoos in, like, my inner thigh or, like, under my armpit. So, like, if there was a deep fake, I'd be like, no, I have a goat on my asshole.
I have a tattoo that says, help me. On my inner bicep.
I have my social security number on my back, so this is not me.
Clearly not me.
Yeah. I actually be kind of like sad if they like put my face on like a body that just like, what if, I don't know, I couldn't, like, what if it was a body that was like unflattering, you know, like,
Done.
Yeah.
For me.
I have even smaller boobs in the deep fake. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Seriously, guys? Put me on fucking like Kate, what's her name?
Winslet?
But no, with the big yitties.
Katy Perry?
No, Kate with the big yitties.
Dude, this, you have to be more specific. There's so many Kates with
Kate
big boobs. Kate Moss has no boobs.
Yes, she does.
Kate Moss is 5'7", and she's like a rail thin.
Kate Moss. Oh.
Yeah, Katie Holmes?
No.
Who's Katie Holmes?
Kate
no.
with the boobies.
I'm just going to say Sydney Sweeney.
No, help. She was the, like...
Kate.
Swimsuit model who was on the covers.
John and Kate plus 8. I mean, you have big knockers after having, like, octuplets. Okay, wait.
Nipples swinging, touching the floor after 8 kids.
Kate.
Famous.
Middleton?
No, famous model, Kate.
Kate. Upton.
Yes!
Okay, yeah. Jeez, why didn't you just say that?
She's got the big yitties. Yeah, just Googled it.
All right, let's not objectify women.
I would never.
In the beginning of this podcast. Okay, so history of it. Photo manipulation was developed in the 19th century and soon applied to motion pictures. Technology steadily improved during the 20th century and more.
Hold on. Pause.
What?
19th century.
Yeah, the 19th.
The 1800s.
That's the 19th century?
Yeah.
I thought it was the 1900s was the 19th no. century.
You're 26.
I'm 26. Dude, stop! Stop. Oh my gosh, I wrote this joke yesterday for my friend. I did a roast for my friend, and I was like, it's really sad to see a young person tragically pass. But you know, you join the ranks of other people who died at 26, like Mac Miller, Sharon Tate, if we're lucky, me. And everyone was like, laughed, and I was like, they don't know that I'm 27, so.
You have no idea, but I'm lying.
I should have died last year. What were we talking about?
Oh, I interrupted you to say that to think about people face-tuning photos in the 1800s is a really funny concept.
Well, I mean, they had those people who would, like, die, and then they wanted to capture them before, like, they buried them in the ground. They didn't have any pictures of them, so they'd do their makeup, and they'd stand them up. Like, yeah. They'd put a pole up their back.
I wouldn't say that's photo manipulation. I'd say that's just...
They're dead.
...fucking creepy.
I think that's definitely photo manipulation.
I'm talking about, like, post-photo.
Yeah.
Like, there was a...
You face-tune someone who's, like, a 19th century, like, dead person.
Ye old family.
Great-grandpa had no pores.
Blurring and smoothing someone in 1891.
But, yeah, I mean, how would they even edit that? Like, I imagine you would go right over the film.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how... That's crazy that it dates back to that, where someone was like, I don't like my hair.
Yeah.
It's like a family photo of Little House on the Prairie. It's like, can you just, like, I had a flyaway. Just like
no, but I mean, that makes sense. The deepfake technology has been developed by researchers at academic institutions beginning in the 1990s and later by amateurs and online communities. More recently, the methods have been adopted by industry. On November 2nd, 2017, Redditor Deepfakes created the r/deepfake subreddit as a place to share his digitally altered sexually explicit videos in which the subject's face was swapped with a celebrity or a public figure.
Now, who would you swap?
I don't want to be disrespectful because it's going to be a woman. Who would you swap?
I have a long list.
All right, then shoot. Sexualize someone.
Most recently, it's Cillian Murphy.
Okay.
The guy from Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
I wake up thinking about him, go to bed thinking about
him.
He
was in the movie Red Eye. That was the only movie that I've walked out of because I was too scared. Dude, Red Eye is not even a horror movie, but I like saw him get stabbed in the neck and I with a
Fuck
pen.
Me.
So I walked out and all the seventh graders thought I was lame and they'd be correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I did a YouTube video where like, so you know that TikTok trend where like you gender swap your friends and you say if you would smash or pass? I did that with male celebrities who are douchebags because I was going to gender swap them and make them women because I feel bad like shitting or judging women or say I'd fuck them. So it's not even real women and it's if you like are like this is a real celebrity, it's a piece of shit celebrity, so I don't feel bad.
Right. I'm sexualizing non-existent women.
Yes.
And that then would be douchebags.
Yes.
Can a woman be a douchebag?
Oh yeah, a woman can be a douchebag.
Have you ever douched?
Like yeah. Have you ever douched?
No, I probably should.
I don't think that they're that healthy.
Can you help me?
Do you have stuff up there that you need to get rid of?
Almost assuredly. Almost definitely.
Can this go to Goodwill? I don't think you're supposed to douche. I think that your body can just clear out your fucking... You call Goodwill. It's like, you guys take furniture and body fluids?
You guys take colostomy bags? Yeah. This one's used. Lightly used colostomy bag.
Well, dude, that Facebook Marketplace thing, someone sent me of a lightly used casket. And I was like, kidding. Did you dig this up? And also there's options to like rent caskets, and that's so bleak. Like you're like family members dead and they're like, well, you couldn't pay this month, so you gotta dig up grandma.
You gotta you lower them in the ground. Oh, so sad, RIP. A month goes by, they didn't pay the casket rent. They dig it up, they make you go dig it up, shake grandma out of the coffin and give it back. That is such a visceral image.
Wait, actually, okay, so you know there's like those repossession like shows where they like take someone's car. Yes.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
That's so disrespectful.
So rude. Deep fakes technology can not only be used to fabricate messages and actions of others. I feel like you could just use Photoshop for like messages.
But, oh, well, yeah, easily.
Yeah.
Just an iPhone app.
Mm-hmm.
It's that easy. Instagram.
Yeah.
Fucking wide it out and do a new type. But I feel like more for photo stuff. Even I don't know how to use Photoshop.
Really?
For like people's faces and stuff.
Do you like Facetune your face at all, like when you post them?
I used to. I don't anymore. Because it's like, you bitches know what I look like. I'm not fooling anybody, bitch. If I suck in my stomach that way, you know what I look like.
I use it for my mustache because I've noticed an increasing amount of comments on like, I'm really proud of you for not being ashamed of your facial hair. And I'm like, I'm not even, you made me like too aware of it. I didn't even think it was a problem. But now like when someone's like, oh my God, that's so brave that you look like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's coming off. You know, I just have a...
Do you wax it?
No, I used to, like, bleach it, but then, like, the makeup would get on it and it'd be brown again. I want to get it lasered off, but I don't want to have, like, a burnt upper lip. I think I'm just going to have to live with the facial hair.
I do the little microderm blade thing.
I want to do that, but I feel like I'd break out immediately.
I don't. And I have... You breathe on me wrong and I get a rash.
You literally have perfect skin. I've seen you without. I've seen you sleep in, like, makeup for 4 days, and then you, like, have perfect skin afterwards.
It's because I don't drink dairy.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not kidding. That's what like cured my skin.
That's right.
I used to drink milk like it was fucking water.
Uh-huh.
And then my mom was like, you know they dye pus white. Do you know that?
I didn't know that. In Did milk, your mom read that on the internet?
Yes. Yes.
But is it true?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. There's like pus and stuff in traditional whole cow's milk that you buy at the grocery store and they like put artificial dyes in it to like dye it white.
Oh.
It's delicious.
But here's the thing. I still eat, like, McDonald's, and I know that's just, like, you know, some mud off the road. Like, deep fried. So, I don't know.
How about this McDonald's fish of filet?
I don't want to look into it.
What is that?
But, dude, Taco Bell has, like, eggs now. And so, they, like, fry their eggs in the bag, in the plastic bag. And they're like, this is why, like, you ever, like, you're not supposed to drink water that's been sitting in your car because, like, the carcinogens get in your water. It's still the same with, like, your eggs. Also, who the fuck is getting eggs at Taco Bell? You've never... It's you.
I was the one like, please, for the love of Christ, add eggs to your fucking menu. I'm going to blow you up.
You started a petition. You're just like... But the deepfakes, they can be used to revive deceased individuals. On October 29th, October 2020... October 29th, I said October twice. 29th October 2020, Kim Kardashian posted a video of her late father, Robert Kardashian. The face in the video of Robert Kardashian was created with deep fake technology. What?
I didn't know that. I remember her posting that video, and I was like, oh, memory.
I don't remember that at all.
You're not caught up on Kim K lore.
I have her notifications on. What the fuck? I'm behind?
You don't fucking know me.
Or her.
When you were talking just now, I felt something swell in my stomach. I'm about to be so hyper. Really? I had like a heat wave go through me. It's my third Red Bull of the day.
Your third? Yeah. I feel so calm. I'm trying to be like high energy now.
I'm about to start like...
If you don't finish that, can I have some?
Yeah, my neck's twitching a little bit. It's fine.
Okay, well, hopefully you don't have a heart attack. Wouldn't want to host this alone.
That'd be really unfortunate for me.
I know. Just a pain. Finding a co-host.
Don't die.
It's a whole vetting process.
It is. It's annoying.
And then you have to like reacclimate the followers to like the new person. Right. And they're like, I want Britney back. And it's like, Britney's not coming back.
She died. She's in a rented casket. <Yeah. laughs> You guys need to pay the rent. A GoFundMe for my rented casket.
And in 2020, Joaquin Oliver, oh, that's a really nice name, victim of the Parkland shooting, was resurrected with deepfake technology. In this deepfake message, it shows Joaquin encouraging viewers to vote. There was also been deepfake resurrection of pop culture and historical figures who were murdered. For example, the member of the Beatles, John Lennon, murdered in 1980. That was so much information.
That was a lot. That was a roller coaster of emotions I just went through.
Wasn't John Lennon killed by a fan?
Yeah.
Okay. I know you're a huge Beatles fan.
I am a huge Beatles fan. He was shot in front of his home in New York City in 1980.
Wasn't that Reagan?
No.
No. A president definitely got shot. Oh, who's John Hinckley then?
John Hinckley?
The guy who shot someone.
John Wilkes Booth.
No, John Hinckley. He shot...
Kennedy.
No. No one knows who shot Kennedy. John Hinckley...
I know who shot Kennedy.
The guy in the okay, wait, no, you're going to confuse
me. Who is John Hinckley?
John Hinckley tried to assassinate President Reagan in 1981. Okay, so it was a year later. What is up with that? Oh, yeah, he was trying to impress, oh, my God, what's that actress's name from that one show with those people?
Kate Upton.
Jodie Foster. He tried
to impress Jodie Foster.
Imagine trying to impress someone by, like, shooting the president. Oh God, this is gonna be, we're gonna be on a list.
That's
yet another list.
Imagine. The lists are infinite.
I wonder if she was impressed. All right, let's skip it.
Trying to assassinate a president is so lame.
It's so hard. Like,
it is.
Yeah, I would never do that. I'm just gonna go on the record and say that would not be.
I'll go on the record and say I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't even try.
Yeah. You know what is a crazy idea?
What?
The Popemobile having bulletproof glass.
Really?
First of all, why is it called the Popemobile? You guys made it a fucking cartoon.
Because he's a Pope. It's a Pope. He's the Pope in
just
it.
Just call it the Pope's car.
The Popemobile's cute, though. Why are you called Broski Nation? Why are you called Broski? Because Broski Nation is, like, catchy.
Because Broski Nation's fucking sick.
Yeah, and Popemobile is, like, cute. He's in, like, a little bubble.
He's kawaii. He has little, like, red cheeks and, like, BTS ears.
He's like the, fuck, the Wicked Witch of the West. Or, like, no, the Good Witch of the East?
Glinda the Good Witch.
Yeah, like, he's the bubble person, but, like, the Pope. Imagine if he just, like, floated off.
The Pope is the bubble boy. Yes.
He actually is just sick and he can't go outside his car.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, probably. So there are a lot of uses for deepfakes. Back to this.
I love how we just keep going on tangents and you're like, anyway, deepfakes.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
There's blackmail, obviously. If you can put someone's face on someone's body, of course, they're going to like use it for blackmail.
Of course.
So deepfakes can be used to generate blackmail materials that falsely incriminate a victim. Oh, I wonder if that's ever happened. Like in court where they pulled up a video where like it was a deepfake.
I wonder how the internet has changed court proceedings in that way. Mm-hmm. Of like, what is admissible evidence? Are iMessage screenshots evidence?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like everything can be so edited. You have no idea.
That is true. Like, you ever seen someone like hit on a celebrity on Instagram? They'll send them a message and then they'll swipe their message to be like unread and it looks like the celebrity sent it to you.
Mm.
So you screenshot it and it's like, oh my God, Doja Cat said I have huge knockers. Meanwhile, it's you just texted Doja Cat, you have huge knockers.
Yeah.
I think that's like a little baby version of a deepfake.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think just juking out the audience is really what a deepfake is. Yes. For lack of a better explanation, it's juking out your vulnerable, gullible audience.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also porn, obviously. Many deep fakes on the internet feature pornography of female celebrities whose likeness is typically used without their consent. Yeah, I don't think that they would agree to it if they found out.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, I will do anal. What's up?
If you're... Lay it on me. Yeah. If you have a crush on someone, or if you're like thirsting after someone and it's like a will they won't they situation, do you ever look up porn from people that look like them?
Yeah, that's a really sad thing. Like, usually you'll go to like page 34 of Pornhub and they like kind of look like your ex and you're like,
from a certain angle,
Melissa.
No. Immediately pulls you out of it.
Yeah. Wait, no, do you look up people who look like your ex?
Or
like
almost
people
always.
Like, really?
Not my ex, but someone that I'm like currently thirsting after.
I'm sorry
after.
That I thought that you might have been attracted to your ex.
Every ex I've had has fucking sucked.
So like, who do you look up like resemblance-wise?
Well, I wouldn't tell you that, would I?
Well, I mean, they're not the actual celebrity. Like, so who?
No.
You can.
I'll just type in like distinguishing characteristics.
Yeah.
Blue-eyed couple. Big beard.
Yeah, big, you know, boobs.
Big boobs.
Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah.
They're like Kate Upton, question mark?
Three for three for Kate Upton references.
I can proudly say, though, I never look up a celebrity's nudes when they get leaked, because I feel like that's really fucked up.
I've never done that. Because imagine being in that position.
Yeah.
I've never. Even, I'm watching Pam and Tommy, and I have no interest in seeing the actual tape. That's so...
Yeah, and Pam says she didn't even want that, like, to come out. She was like, I don't... it's not told the right way.
But she's... doing her Netflix thing. Mm-hmm. She's doing a documentary. Can't wait to watch that.
Good for her.
Yeah.
So there's like porn, like we said, many deep fakes on the internet feature pornography. Deep Nude was released, which used neural networks, specifically generated adversarial networks, to remove clothing from images of women. Oh, dude, have you seen like the website where it like gets pictures of celebrities' feet? No. And it like ranks your feet?
Wait, yes, I have.
Yeah.
Because friend, was it Jack Martin?
Yeah.
Who did that?
Dude, it's your friend. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Well, you follow him, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he did that. He was like, yes, made it on celeb feet.
Oh, really?
It was like an accomplishment.
I think you can get your feet ranked.
Now, see, that would be demeaning.
You recently posted a TikTok of your feet, and I was like, Brittany, no, someone's going to jack off to this.
I should be charging money.
You really should.
But above, first and foremost, I am of the people and for the people.
Yes.
I am the sole politician in Broski Nation. I make all the rules. I try to be a fair leader. If I want to show my feet for free, I'll show my feet for free.
Okay. there's also politics. Deepfakes have been used to misrepresent well-known politicians in videos.
Ted Cruz being like, those weren't my feet.
That was a deep fake of me liking that porn on 9/11.
It was a deep fake of me going to Mexico when Texas was frozen over.
So in June of 2019, the United States House Intelligence Committee, they need to really shorten that.
Yeah.
Held hearing on the potential malicious use of deepfakes to sway elections. People are really so fucking stupid.
They are.
They're victims of misinformation, so I don't want to say they're stupid, but still, my God, they're fucking idiots.
Figured it. We've had Tom Cruise up here the whole time.
Yes.
Watch him blink and tell me that's not a, you wouldn't know that's a deepfake. It's strange.
I think Tom Cruise is naturally strange, so I think this is actually quite believable.
Look, do you see that? Look at his face when he puts his sunglasses on.
Yeah.
How do you not know that's not Tom Cruise?
Well, if you don't have our eyes, you know, if you don't have my 0/20 vision.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your prescription? Do you wear glasses?
I am nearsighted.
Okay. Do you wear glasses? So what's your?
I don't know my prescription. I do wear glasses.
Okay.
Only to see really far away when I'm driving.
Wait, so nearsighted is when you can't see far away?
Yes.
So why is it... Shouldn't that be farsighted? Like when you can't see far...
No, because I can't see far away.
Doesn't make sense like the 18th century is the 1900s.
But it does if you think about it.
It does... Okay.
It does. So hear me out. I'm nearsighted, which means I can see near me.
Uh-huh.
I'm not farsighted because I can't see far away.
But I would just assume if I heard nearsighted, I'd be like, they can only see near them.
Which is true.
Yeah. What about medium-sighted?
Medium-sighted is, if I can figure it out.
You can only see,
yes. You have to hold everything this far away.
Peripheral sighted, you're like a horse. Your glasses just, force your eyes to go straight forward.
Sorry, I'm horse-sighted.
Yes.
What is that? Can you drive? Not legally.
No, dude, I went horseback riding, and horses, walk on the edge of, the cliff. There's when they go on cliffs.
Uh-huh.
It's because they can see, literally... peripheral.
Can you explain to me then what a horse blinder is?
A horse blinder is so they, when it's to cut off their vision because they see this way, they see out.
So they're running blind.
Yeah, they are running blind and they're being steered by the person on their back.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, horse blinders. Horse blinders! Not horse. They're blind.
I guess that does make sense. I thought horses have like, all right, bear with me, okay?
Yes.
In my mind.
Okay.
I thought horses had like fly eyes.
Uh-huh.
You know, where it's like kind of a 360, there, 180.
There's like 36 like lenses.
Yes. I kind of, well, no, okay. Not that, but I thought that they had an extended range of vision because humans can see right in front of them in a little peripheral. I thought they could see almost all around their back.
Uh-huh.
Because how do they know when to swat the flies away on their back? Maybe they feel it.
It lands on their back, right, and then they swat it with their...
Talking myself through this. Yes. So I thought that if you put the horse blinders on, they can still see straight ahead.
Yeah. So, okay. So let me get this straight. You thought I was stupid for not knowing what farsighted meant. And you're like, what are horse blinders? You mean they're actually blind? I feel like we're both idiots.
And who was the fifth president of the United States?
Dude. No. John Adams.
Sure.
No.
Your
no,
guess
stop.
Is as good as mine.
Fifth president.
John Adams deepfake.
It was James Monroe, obviously.
Obviously.
Wait, James... No, I was thinking James Madison, because that's in Virginia. But he was also a president. There's a lot of James and Jimmies.
There are.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get back to the deepfakes.
Sorry, guys.
So it can also be used for acting. Digitally constructed, altered humans have already been used in films before. Mm. And deepfakes could... Wait, is that like animation like shit?
Like, well... You're not a Star Wars adult.
No, because I'm in... Of sound mind.
Well, that's fair.
Okay.
You are a Harry Potter adult, though. And you did spend over $500 at Legoland, so we can go off on that in a second.
I'm a Lego adult. I'm not a Harry Potter adult. I'm a millennial, so people are like, oh, you like Harry Potter because you grew up with Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just like, okay, keep going.
Anyway, in The Mandalorian, at the end of it, spoiler alert, Luke Skywalker comes and takes Baby Yoda.
Uh-huh.
Complete deepfake. Because obviously Mark Hamill does not look like young Luke Skywalker from the 80s.
Yeah, he's not green in real life.
Exactly. So he comes back and it was, me and my dad were like, oh my God. They perfectly reconstructed. And from that to he appears again in the Boba Fett series. It literally looks like Mark Hamill from the 1970s. It is wild.
Luke Skywalker is, okay, yeah. Now I know who you're talking about. I thought that he was that guy that got cut in half. You know that guy who got cut in half in Star Wars? They're going to yell at you because you said that you were a Star Wars adult.
Cut in half?
Yeah, there's a guy in the Star Wars thing that got... Darth Maul is my sleep paralysis demon. But
that's very fair.
Guy in Star Wars.
Death Eaters from Harry Potter are my sleep paralysis demon.
It's just me in a cloak.
It's just you in the corner of my room.
You ever like dreamt about having sex with your sleep paralysis demon?
Absolutely not.
I would think it would like quicken, you know, the sleep paralysis. Guy in Star
that
Wars
would scare them away. You being like, come here.
I take off my shirt. They're like, no thanks.
No.
It's not like that. Who gets cut in half? Oh my gosh, everyone's gonna.
Darth Vader.
Darth Maul. Oh wait, Darth Maul got cut in half.
What in episode 9?
Is episode 9? Okay, no. The order of the
Yeah, you got it.
The movies that came out in the '70s are 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
The movies that came out in the early 2000s, 1, 2, and 3.
Yep.
And then all the prequels and the other are the ones that are coming out now.
Yeah, 7, 8, 9 came
out. Dude, I've only seen the second one. I mean, yeah, I've only seen the second one, the one that came out in like the 2000s. And everyone's like, that movie was shit. And I was like, I thought it was really good.
Because Anakin's hot.
Yeah, I wanted them to like fuck. Like, yeah. I wanted to, well, I want, yeah, respectfully
yeah.
fuck.
No, yeah, they're hot. Natalie Portman and Hayden Christensen?
Yeah.
Hot.
Wait, aren't they, weren't they siblings?
No, that's Luke and Leia.
Who are they?
That's Luke, the guy you just Googled, Luke Skywalker,
who's I
Googled the
deepfake
we're talking about.
Okay, so Luke Skywalker and
Luke Skywalker, a.k.a. the fucking protagonist of uh-huh. Star Wars for 4, 5, and 6.
Okay.
Also 1, 2, and 3, a little bit.
Wasn't Anakin the protagonist of like...
Anakin is Darth Vader.
I know, but he got mean, but that doesn't mean like he started mean.
He was the protagonist of 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
The prequels.
Okay.
Anyway, the technology they used in The Mandalorian yes. and in 7, 8, and 9, in whatever capacity they used it, and in Rogue One, because Princess Leia passed.
Of
and
course.
Then Rogue One came out afterward. The actress. Carrie Fisher.
Okay, yeah, Carrie Fisher.
All of that was in animation. Uh-huh. And it was wild to see that. And as like the fan base, it was like they really did it. Justice. Uh-huh. It was cool to see.
That is really cool. We should do an episode on fandoms because then we can like walk. Did we do that already?
No, we're gonna do one on stan culture, and we should do a separate one on fandoms.
Well, I feel like stan culture is more toxic, and fandoms can be like fun, you know. And then we get to deep dive into like fandoms for like Star Wars and stuff like that, and like conventions and things like that.
We should go to a convention.
Like, which one? Like, for cosplay? I would love to do cosplay.
I would love to do cosplay, too!
We had someone offer to make us full furry suits for free.
Which usually would be, like, thousands of dollars.
It is. They sent me, like, their pricing breakdown, but they're like, we'd do it for free. And I was like, okay, we really, truly do not have the storage at our house.
That's, and I'm not kidding when I say that is the only thing holding me back.
It really, we have, like, so much fucking shit everywhere.
Yeah, we don't have room to store two furry heads, paws, and tails. Yes.
And so I told them, I was like, hey, I would be down to take them, but also we might need to donate them once we're done with them. Because
I'm not donating mine.
Well, we don't have the storage
for
it.
I'm going to store mine in your room.
He joins my sleep paralysis demon of Darth Maul. It's just your, like, blue
Darth
fox.
Darth Maul and my military persona.
Oh my gosh, I imagine, like, you know, like, you think someone's in your room. Oh, it's just Britney's fucking fursona.
You bring a girl over. Yes. What the fuck is that?
Chill.
It's my roommate's fursuit. Chill. Relax.
Chill, relax. I'll turn him around. Oh, yeah, it's like turning around your, like, your stuffed animals in your bed when you're about to have sex, or, like, putting your cat outside the door.
You, like, roommate's fursuit.
Cracked the head off, and you're just, yeah, like, don't look. But yeah, social media deepfakes have begun to see use in popular social media platforms, notably through Zhao, a Chinese deepfake app that allows users to substitute their own faces onto the characters of scenes from films and television such as Romeo and Juliet and Game of Thrones. Wait, I wouldn't look it up because the app originally faced scrutiny over its invasive user data and privacy policies. I know, but I would love to do that. Like, if I'd edit my face onto some, like, Game of Thrones sex scenes.
Yeah, dude.
Just for me.
Well,
you know?
There was that trend on TikTok of people editing their face onto, like, Maddie from Euphoria,
uh-huh,
and all that. So whatever app that was, mm-hmm, or if that was just a TikTok filter.
I think that's a TikTok filter.
Holy,
but it was
shit,
really, really cool.
I want to do that.
If you were to edit your face on, like, any character in any universe, what would it be?
You know what? I'm learning so much about myself through this podcast,
uh-huh,
of things that I think we both have hidden for a long time.
Like a rashes?
Don't want to see what's growing on my back, yes, right now. I think that I've always had an obsession with, like, a strong, funny, sarcastic male lead.
Okay.
And I think it's because I have always wanted to be that a little bit,
uh-huh,
like, lean into that more masculine side. And I think that you just said that, and my mind immediately was like Captain Jack Sparrow.
Really?
I want to see my face on Captain Jack Sparrow. I wouldn't be a woman.
Like, beard and all?
Yeah.
Dude, I would love to be, like, a man for a little bit. I want to do a YouTube video where we, like, become drag kings.
Mm.
That one, I feel like, but, like, with, like, a real wig and, like, facial hair.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be so fun. I love a mustache. Like, I edit out my mustache, but if I had, like,
apparently.
I sometimes when I'm alone, I mascara mustache. Say it, you say it.
Mascara mustache. Now say it in a British accent.
No, I can't even say it in an American accent. But yeah, I love having, like, a mustache sometimes. It's really cute.
Dude, Emmy has that same fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
She uses that filter on Instagram all the time, and it's because she literally wants a mustache.
I would love a mustache.
She, like, wants, like, a Freddie Mercury stash.
Yeah. That would be so, yeah. So,
I love that.
It's also, like, fake people. Deep fake photographs can be used to create sock puppets of non-existent people. And this is what we were talking about the other time.
Yeah.
These people do not exist. There's this website where it's called These People Do Not Exist. And it's just random pictures of people. And you're like, oh, it looks like this was taken from my mom's photo album from, like, you know, Colonial Williamsburg.
Yeah.
No, that person just doesn't exist.
I still can't wrap my head around that.
I feel like they do exist, and everyone's just stupid enough that they're,
see,
like,
yourself on there? So, what the fuck?
Piss me from behind, looking at, like, these people do not exist.
So there are.
Wait, is it unethical to make porn, like, deep fake porn of people who do not exist?
Of course not.
Okay.
They don't exist. They don't have feelings.
Now I don't feel bad anymore.
Looking at anonymous porn.
Yes.
So there are some controversies and concerns around deepfakes, obviously.
Would you believe?
Audio deepfakes have been used as part of social engineering scams, fooling people into thinking they're receiving instructions from a trusted individual. And do you know what that makes me think of?
What?
You ever seen the Bourne movies?
No.
Bourne Identity?
No.
Do you know the concept?
I know that his son gets, stolen.
That's Taken.
Oh.
Not Bourne Identity.
Okay, no, Bourne is like, Jesus Christ is Jason Bourne?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's all it. I know. Yeah.
So Jason Bourne is a fucking, I don't know, Google the plot. I love those movies. Anyway, Matt Damon is the lead, and he's so young and hot and sexy, and he's like a government operative, and he's gone rogue, and they thought he died and all this shit, whatever. Well, he went on a late night show, and they did this with like some random stranger where Matt Damon is in the person's ear giving them instruction, and that's a long-winded explanation to what this reminds me of.
I don't even remember the original point, like a deep fake voice?
Yeah, audio deep fakes have been used to, like, they give you instructions from, like, a trusted individual, but it's fake.
Oh.
So that's what made me think, I'm sorry, that took so long to explain.
I was thinking that someone was running a scam website with Matt Damon's voice, and you get, like, a call, and, like, you're like, well, Matt Damon asked me for $20,000, my hands are tied.
Those DMs that are like, it is me, Kanye West.
Yeah.
I need your credit card to make Donda 3.
What's the difference between Matt Damon? No, not Matt Damon. Between Jason Bourne and James Bond. They're both JB.
That's a good point.
That's so uninspired.
Jason Bourne's American.
Oh, a James rogue Bond's agent. English. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had to make an American version because we need it. But yeah, there's credibility and authenticity is like one of the controversies through fake photos have long. Though fake photos have long been plentiful. Well, he wrote like our research assistant was like really beautifully writing today.
Yeah, he slays.
I know. Faking motion pictures has been more difficult. He fucked it up with has. And the presence of deepfakes increases the difficulty of classifying videos as genuine or not. Well, can't you like what's the same? Can't you use like the same technology as like NFTs? Like you know that they're screenshot.
Don't
ask me that. Well, I meant if you like you actually own an NFT, but everyone's like you can screenshot it. But I imagine there's like some like workaround if you own the real NFT. Like there's like some code. Sure. You know like how YouTube if you you upload a video and it's like, is this all your content? Like you can't upload more than like 30 seconds from a movie because they're like going to flag it as, you know, Warner Brothers owns this. So I imagine there's some sort of technology that already scans, you know, content to see if it's real or not or if it's yours or not. So why can't we just use that same technology in court cases?
That would make sense.
Yeah.
I feel you know what I often ponder is that we have no idea in, you know, the behind the scenes government and court proceedings, like that sort of world, what sort of technology is available to them. Like we only know the bullshit we see online and like we can only extrapolate as to what's possible, but like the actual shit they use, like that I think about it all the time.
Yeah,
they probably do.
I think they're honestly too dumb to figure it out. Because like you think about like all these crime documentaries where these cops are fumbling bumbling idiots. They're like, they don't talk to anyone, like they don't cooperate, they don't do anything, like they're stupid. Like you can find the murderer if you just knew how to look at Instagram tag photos.
Literally.
You know, I feel like that's the
teenage
same
with girls solving crime online, literally.
But that's actually one of the podcast topics I wanted to do, like people who online who solved crimes, Reddit, that would be cool. But like, I don't think they even know how to like use this properly. So yeah, I think they're actually more stupid than me.
And you know what's scarier than the stupidity of people who are in power is that the primary pitfall of deepfakes is that humanity could fall into an age in which it can no longer be determined whether a medium's content corresponds to the truth. So there will come a point where you and I can sit here and watch this video of Tom Cruise deepfake and be like, oh, his sunglasses fucked it up. Or like, he's blinking too slow. Those little indicators. It's going to get to a point where it's so good.
Yeah.
We won't know.
Well, why don't you just ask the person in the video if it's real or not?
Are you really Tom Cruise? Is this really Kate Upton?
It's like Tom Cruise's face on my body. Is this really Tom Cruise?
I don't know if I believe that.
He looks so feminine nowadays.
Sorry. I was going to make a joke about your dark hole.
You just have to bring that up. My butthole is not that dark. No, but you know, it's like a color. It's like my bronzer shade. You know, it's not like a.
It's contoured.
Like it's a contoured asshole.
Skinny.
Do you have that? Is that why you said that?
I just have a brown poop hole. Always comes to this.
Oh my gosh, dude! I have hooked up with women who have like this. Their butthole is the same color as their like the rest of their body. I'm like, no. This is so not fair.
Get out of my house.
Let's turn the lights off. Not even because I'm self-conscious, but because they're too beautiful.
I don't want to see that shit.
Because their asshole is too the same color. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
Well, it's a gay thing. Okay. Though fake photos have long been plentiful, fake motion pictures has been more difficult, and the presence of deep fakes increases the difficulty.
You already read that.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I got flustered because I was talking about, whatever, assholes. Okay.
I want to talk about examples.
Okay, yeah.
More so than just Mr. Thomas here.
Okay.
So an infamous one is the Nicolas Cage videos.
Mm-hmm.
On January 25th, 2018, Redditor u/derpfakes posted a video in the r/deepfakes subreddit, a community wherein witch people use a deep learning application called Fake App to replace the faces of people in videos of Andy Samberg's replaced with Nicolas Cage.
Okay, so what we're looking at right now is SNL Weekend Update with Seth Meyers or Andy Samberg, I believe, like old, like back in the day, and they put like they put Nicolas Cage's face on, what's his face? Andy Samberg's
face, so it looks like two Nick Cages.
Well, Nick Cage does look like someone who would have a twin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He does have a very generic middle-aged white man face. I'm just not realizing.
No, but he looks like he would have he bragged, like, in elementary school about having a twin. He looks like that type of person. Also, Nicolas Cage is just so meme-ish that it makes sense to, like, put his face on everything. But yeah, there's additionally on January 26th, derpfakes put Cage's head on Harrison Ford's in the film Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It's not loading.
Is Raiders of the Lost Ark part of the Star Wars thing?
Raiders of the Lost Ark is Indiana Jones.
Oh my God. Another fucking man. Okay.
I love Indiana Jones.
Is that one where they run through the forest with that big ball chasing them?
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, I'm so bad at describing movies.
No. We're like running.
Is it
that
one
actress
with that one girl? And there's like four kids that go in the sewer.
Yeah.
And there's like that guy.
It.
Yeah.
So, a little lore on February. Let me get this off the screen. Back to Tommy Cruise. On February 7th, 2018, the r/deepfake subreddit was banned by Reddit staff for violating the site's content policy.
There we go. They're violating community guidelines.
Against involuntary pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, Reddit also removed the r/fake NSFW.
I was going to say involuntary pornography when I accidentally uploaded a nude to my Instagram story.
Someone is working a smear campaign against me. You just accidentally drunkenly uploaded a nude.
Yes.
r/YouTube fakes, r/celeb fakes, r/doppelbanger, that's a good one, r/face sets, and r/x-ray subreddits.
When they do deep fakes of medical photos.
I do not have a growth.
Yes. I do not have a broken fibula.
A Reddit spokesperson explained the reasoning behind the new site-wide restriction. Reddit strives to be a welcoming, open platform for all by trusting our users to maintain an environment that cultivates genuine conversation.
You guys have done a bang-up
right?
job.
That is... All right, the jokes write themselves. As of February 7th, 2018, we have made two updates to our site-wide policy regarding involuntary porn and sexual or suggestive content involving minors. These policies were previously combined in a single rule. They will now be broken out into two distinct ones. Communities focused on this content and users who post such content will be banned from this site.
Mm-hmm.
So saith the Lord.
Yes. I don't really think of Reddit as like a really welcoming community.
If I could think of one community that is unwelcoming, it would be the men on Reddit.
Yeah, I would. Men on any platform.
Men on any platform, but specifically Reddit.
Yeah.
In high school, I was on Reddit because I'm a connoisseur, connoisseur of internet culture. And I was talking to this dude who was on my mock trial team, and he was describing this other girl that he was talking to, and he was talking to his friend about it, and I was just kind of like in the room, because again, being the fat, funny girl in high school, men didn't pay attention to me.
Yeah.
So I was like in the room, and they were talking to each other, and he was like, dude, you don't get it. This girl's like hot, she's got like a banging body, and she gets Reddit, dude. She gets Reddit. And I was thinking...
It's not that hard to fucking get.
I was like, it's a simple website. Yeah. And I was like, it really is the most minor
things.
Oh, dude.
I found, like, something yesterday. Like, a lot of, why guys don't think girls are funny, or like whatever, is because like guys don't think that women are smart. And yep. to like, so like you'll see a woman like post a tweet online. It's like, I want to get into sports. Which season should I watch? And so all these men like screenshot it and they're like, look, this stupid fucking woman doesn't understand that there's different.
It's like, guys.
But it's like you don't even see women as smart. That's why you can't see them as funny.
Right. So you couldn't possibly think of them having a sarcastic thought because yeah. they would have to be smart to do that.
Yeah. You're just like, this woman is so profoundly stupid. Mm-hmm. She tweeted this.
That is such a funny tweet.
But sometimes I have tweeted something so fucking stupid and everyone's like, this is really funny. And I'm like, yes.
Yes.
I totally understood that the 19th century was the 1900s.
How lucky are we though that you can tweet something like that? People are like, it's funny.
Yeah.
And you're like, yes.
This is really good stuff.
It's good shit.
No, yeah. Like the tweet that I tweeted a couple, like I talked about it previously. I tore my ACL sucking dick.
Yep.
That was a joke, but I literally thought the ACL was in your neck. So when I wrote it, I was like, this makes sense. Your ACL's in your fucking knee or something, or your like leg.
So that was an unintentional joke.
Yeah. So no, people were like, I don't know, because athletes always talked about like tearing their ACL. So I was like, I thought it was like when their helmet something.
Mm.
Jesus fucking Christ.
All right. I would like to get into some visual examples of deepfakes. So if you guys are listening via audio, come check us out on YouTube, because these are going to get kind of wacky.
These are going to get largely visual.
This is a deepfake of a Korean news reporter.
Mm-hmm.
That is not her real face.
How have you seen her before that you would know what her real face looks like?
No, but I trust Stanley because he linked it here.
Okay, wait, is this... Okay, no, is this... I don't even know what they're saying. Do you know what...
would you if I unmuted it?
No, no, but I'm saying like we don't know what they're talking about. So if it's a deepfake...
Watch her face.
It looks real. This is a bad example because at least with celebrities, there's a before and after that you understand.
Look, they're clearly explaining it. It's all in Korean.
We should do like a recognizable celebrity.
Here's Princess Leia. Remastered.
Derp fakes. There's this YouTube channel called Derp Fakes if you guys want to watch along. And they are doing a side-by-side comparison of Rogue One and then the Derp fake. So you're telling me that they superimposed her face on her face? Is what you're telling me. Because it's a side-by-side comparison of the same exact shot.
You know what? I'll be honest. I don't really know what's going on here.
Okay, guys. This has been really great for everyone who's listening at home.
Hold on. We'll find one.
I assume because Carrie Fisher died, they wanted to use her, a picture of her when she was younger. Brittany, they can't. They can't hear us. Oh, and then Mark Zuckerberg. You can't, but he already looks like a robot.
That is true.
I feel like he's...
I wish I could keep telling you that our mission in life is connecting people, but it isn't.
He looks like he's about to shit his pants. Mark, yes. He looks like he's shitting.
He's literally crowning right now. Mark Zuckerberg is always at 10 centimeters.
Stop me. Shitting. I know. Sarah, look at his fucking...
He looks a little bit sweaty. Mark Zuckerberg, I feel like, has never done an actual interview in his life. They've just taken a photo of him and like machines have like altered his face because that's the way that he talks. You know, he's like, hey guys, we're going to rank.
That one I kept putting on Instagram of him with the new face filters on Instagram. Yes. This one's my favorite. Keep it up, team. Good work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Officially, Facebook changed its name to like Meta.
Yeah, Metaverse.
I'm not going to go by that, you know.
If you die in the Metaverse, you die in real life.
We need to do one on the Metaverse, too.
We should. I've been wanting to do each platform.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. Yeah, I was thinking just like Twitter in general.
Yeah, TikTok in general.
That'd be great. I mean, we can scatter those in.
Yeah.
I also want to do like concepts, you know, like...
This is...
Okay, so we're looking at
a deepfake of Bill Hader doing an Al Pacino impression.
Okay, he's on Conan O'Brien being interviewed.
Look at that.
And so he did an Al Pacino impression for anyone who's listening at home, and they just put Al Pacino's face on him. So when you look at the actual image, Bill Hader's impersonation of Al Pacino is like comes out of Al Pacino's mouth. Brittany, you're super bad at describing this to people.
I'm just watching it. Sorry. It's kind of crazy. Well, I mean, these are incredibly visual,
uh-huh.
So we can describe it, but it really is freaky if you want to come take a walk on the wild side and come look at these.
I do want to go on these YouTube videos and like comment, is this real?
Is this really him? Yeah, how did he do that? I think it's always the shitty ones are done where you can see the outside of the face moving differently from the like curves of the cheekbone, or like if the person's gaunt, it makes them a little more fuller in the face, things like that. I think that's interesting. It's almost more fun to like real, like try to pick apart.
Yeah.
So when it gets advanced to the point where we can't do that, that's going to be really freaky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
gonna already is.
Yeah, it's really scary. Al Pacino's dead, and now he's not.
Wait.
Yeah. He died in like,
Vietnam.
Yes. Damn it. In the war, would you believe?
In the war.
Yeah.
In the war.
Total career change. So we're going to wrap up soon, but I do want to talk about Fake App. So on January 8th, 2018, the deepfake app Reddit account announced the launch of Fake App, an application described as a desktop tool for creating deepfakes. The month that r/fakeapp subreddit dedicated to discussions about the software gathered upwards of 2,500 subscribers. Wow, that's super huge. Was it a fart?
It almost could have been.
On February 16, 2018, Reddit banned r/fakeapp subreddit, leaving a notice that it had been banned for violating their policy against involuntary pornography.
More of the same, the big banning that happened on Reddit.
Isn't it crazy that we have this technology, like you can swap out someone's face and a majority of it is just like porn.
Yeah.
We like create these like...
just life-altering technology.
Yeah, and we're like, porn.
What if they were fucking each other?
It's like...
What if we put it on someone else's face and look like they were fucking somebody?
We put a man on the moon, and now we're backtracking. We're putting our face on Scarlett Johansson's fucking body, and then people are watching a fake Scarlett getting fucked.
I think that is the dichotomy of man, and it's beautiful, and you can't have one without the other.
What dichotomy means?
Two.
Yeah, it means two, but like, what is it like?
It's like flip sides of a coin.
Okay, so two.
You put a man on the moon, but you gotta... make a deep fake of you as Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. I think I understand. I'm going to look this up now.
Dichotomy.
No, I know. You just keep.
Let me say it again.
That's like that thing of when someone clearly doesn't speak English and then idiots are like just speaking louder at them.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's not helping.
Not
helping at all. Dichotomy, a division or contrast between two things. Okay, I think I understand. I understand like two sides of the coin, but
a dichotomy of man is like, look at how starkly different man can be.
Okay, I think I understand now. Who's the fifth president, by the way?
James?
Yeah.
Brown. James Madison?
Monroe, but
fuck,
close.
Fuck, see, shit!
We just discussed this. Okay, well, I think that's been great. Really fun.
Oh, this is a good one, guys.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. I know I didn't. No, I really didn't. Are you going to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I'm off of so much caffeine, my heart's pumping irregularly.
I need more caffeine because I'm just focused on learning right now. Mm. My Adderall hasn't, like, worn off yet, and now I'm just, like, really interested in what you're saying.
Okay.
Usually, to make the conversation flow, I have to be half listening to you.
I'm so
sorry. No, because there's just so much information to take in.
Sure.
And I can, okay, I'm sorry for insulting you.
Is it okay? Insulted me?
No, I just called you a cunt. Jesus Christ. No, I didn't insult you. Okay.
All right, guys, that'll do it for this episode.
Thank you so much for listening. This has been
Violating Community Guidelines. And if you would like to subscribe to us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Android, fuck you podcasts.
I don't think Google. Okay, guy, don't be mean to people with Androids.
I'm not. My
They're
family has Androids.
Loyal. I know people with Androids. I can say that.
Hey, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, rate us 5 stars. Leave us a little funny review.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a horrifying medical story of yours in the podcast reviews.
Yeah, and let us know if your butthole is dark or not. Let's normalize dark buttholes. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Love you very much.
Love you.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need.
Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.